The measure, called Senate Joint Resolution 1, is about water, but the intrigue surrounding it is about money. A vote on the resolution was first postponed on Monday, then again on Tuesday afternoon. There's a Texas House rule saying it had to get initial approval, what's called second reading, by midnight last night. So that seemed like a sure thing. Except lawmakers suspended that rule later in the evening. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Jim Pitts is trying to shepherd the measure through the House. I asked him, what's the holdup?
A lot of members are confused on what's in Senate Bill 1, what's in House Bill 1025, what's this SJR, what is, you know, all these different bills, HB 6, HB 7. And frankly, we don't know what's in HB 1025.
So now that's cleared up. Oh, wait, it's not cleared up at all, is it? Well, what Pitts was trying to say was that the House votes on the water plan depend on Senate votes on other bills. That's especially true for Democratic lawmakers in the House. They've pledged their support for water contingent on the Senate increasing money into education and other projects. And they don't want to vote on water until they're sure they've gotten those concessions, which are expected in HB 1025. It's almost like the politicians don't trust each other.
No, I don't think it's indicative of a breakdown of trust as much as it is just wanting to be sure.
Yvonne Davis is in charge of the House Democratic Caucus. She says they won't be sure until the Senate takes up House Bill 1025 today. That bill also happens to set aside $2 billion to put into those empty bank accounts the House has been putting off voting on. And that's where another plot twist enters the picture. You see, for some lawmakers in the House, all this talk about spending billions of dollars on projects, it's like watching the Death Star re-energize to take down the Rebel Alliance in Star Wars. At least that's how it was framed by Plano Republican State Rep Van Taylor.
And so I'm on Endor working with the Ewoks to try and stop the force field for the Death Star before it becomes operational.
You can count Taylor among the Tea Party conservatives who want to see the water resolution and all the spending that goes with it sunk. He says, judging from the back and forth between the House and Senate, the Republicans and Democrats, he likes his odds.
It's a multifaceted, complicated plan or deal that they need to come to, and they literally have never come to it. They've, you know, different parties at different times have said, oh, okay, we've got a deal, but it literally within hours, it basically falls apart.
But it only has to stay together once to count. That's when lawmakers take those crucial votes in the budget and the water resolution. Those votes are scheduled to happen later today, and it's getting harder to delay any vote. The legislative session ends on Monday. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.